No, not really. I mean, the Steelers have done well with all the moves that they've made. They've won a bunch of games, been a lot of big games, and I'm not surprised at all. Teams do what they think they should do to win football games. That's honestly what it boils down to, and I think their GM and their management there have done a pretty good job at that.
Was there a point this season that with all the injuries coming in, not again? A real low point where it just seemed, you just couldn't get through a game without a key player getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean that's tough. We did have a lot of injuries this year and a lot of big names and a lot of big guys that contribute a lot to this football team, and we miss them. But at the same time, if you delve into that and focus on that, you're not focusing on the football game. So the idea is to try and stay focused and just keep pressing forward.
John, can you see this game coming down to third and one kind of plays? Would you like to see it come down that?
Well, I think every game boils down to, little situations like that. I mean, there's key moments in every game, and it usually boils down to a third down or, a red zone play or a special teams play. Well, I got 8 family members coming down for the game, and they get in Thursday, so I hope to see them, a few times before the game.
John, sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, regarding the Steeler offense, I know you're looking at the Steeler defense primarily this week, but do you ever look at their offense and say, man, I could have done something there. There's room for me there. I could really, and especially in the red zone, they're pretty good in the red zone. That seems to be an area where they sometimes tend to struggle despite how well they move the ball up and down the field.
When I left Pittsburgh, I always just tried to focus on, where am I going next and how can I be the best player that I could be there. I don't really look into what I could have done at Pittsburgh because, honestly, I'm just thankful that they gave me the opportunity that they did. And, looking back on it, they've done pretty well with what they've done. They've won a lot of football games, so I'm not going to sit here and say that I could make their team better than what they are.
John, the championship belt thing that Aaron Rodgers does with the touchdown celebration, I know it's kind of taken on a life of its own, but it almost seems perfect for the kind of player he is and what he's gone through, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron's dealt with a lot, too. He's come a long way, from his days in college. And he's a hard worker, and I think sometimes that might get missed because he is so athletic and so gifted. But he puts a lot of work in, and I think it shows.
You like the bell? You like the celebration?
Yeah, his celebration's pretty neat. When he first started doing it, we were like, yeah, what's this guy doing? But it's grown on everybody, and you might see a couple other people do it, too, sometimes.
Obviously, how important is it to treat this journey as a 16-quarter journey, as Coach McCarthy has said over and over, and not put too far over?
Yeah, and that's the thing, and he's done such a great job at just keeping us focused one game at a time because, at one point in time, we were the outsiders trying to just get into the playoffs. And, he never really let us think about that, never really got too involved with that, and it was just keep your head down and your eye on the prize, and we did that.
What does it mean to you to be such a fan favorite here, Coon?
It is. It's very special, and I'm very happy that the Packer fans have taken so well to me. And it's a lot of fun. It's really fun being out there and hearing the Packers, the fans say my name that.
Did that happen in college too? Did you get comfortable?
Yeah. We didn't have many fans at Shippensburg, but the ones that we did have, they kind of got into that a little bit my senior year.
High school?
Not really high school all that much.
Obviously, John, there's a lot of carryover guys from the 2005 team, and there were even more back in 2008. Did you watch Super Bowl 43, and were you rooting hard for Pittsburgh in that situation?
Yeah, I got a lot of friends on that team still.
Who are you still tight with?
I'm not super tight with anybody, but I mean, like, James Harrison, Chris Kimoatsu, those guys I bounce a text off every now and then, and, I still root for them to do well. I mean, I don't hold any grudges on anybody. And obviously this Sunday I'm going to root for us to do well. But when they're playing and they're not playing us, I always, root for them to win.
Well, those are guys that were in your boat, weren't they? I mean, Harrison was stuck behind Porter. Kimoatsu was bouncing around behind Faneca. And they stuck. I mean, you all have done pretty well together.
Yeah, I mean, if you see a lot of guys that they draft or a lot of guys that they bring in, they're successful, and I think that's a credit to their general manager and their organization.
Long term, do you see yourself as a feature back? Maybe would it bum you out if you knew right now you're pigeonholed as a 2-yard back?
I think I'm just going to take everything that as it comes. I'm not going to try and become anything that I'm not right now, and I'm going to approach next year's camp the same way I approach every camp, just trying to make the team, make the 53-man roster, and I've been successful with that, so that's the approach I'm going to continue to make.
Could you have envisioned being in this position today?
No, and that's what makes it so much fun. Getting to where we are as a team right now and getting to where I'm at, it's been a heck of a ride, and we're happy to be here, but the job's not done yet. Well, they're very disciplined. There's guys, I don't know if there is much difference between the two defenses, honestly. I mean, number one and number two in scoring, and their run defense is pretty phenomenal, so is ours. So it's going to be interesting to go out there and see. I mean, obviously they practice against the same defense too, so it'll be interesting to see who's better prepared.
Have you shown that play on surface like this from Atlanta? You guys have run for some indoors, what is your
I don't think it's indoors, outdoors. I think some games, things just click, and things kind of clicked for us in that game, and we were pretty successful, and we're going to try and duplicate that.